Hi, Ruby.
Hi, Lara.
How are you doing?
I'm excellent. How are you?
I'm good, thank you.
Are you feeling festive for our holiday special?
I am feeling festive. I finally feel festive.
Actually, me too. I think I started early this year. I'm feeling very British. I like started my Christmas stuff in November, which I never do.
Yeah, we started like properly 1st of December, but my mum's birthday is on the 5th, and so we were never allowed to do anything before her birthday, but we cheated this year. We've got the tree up. Nice, lovely little squat number from Bunch on Hackney Road. I love him.
I know you do.
Tell me what you're wearing.
Okay, I will. We had to dress festive for this, which I think gave us both varying degrees of panic.
Yeah, but we'll dive into that.
What I settled on was this vintage Gunny Sacks dress.
I've never seen this before. Is it new?
It is. Actually, this was one of the last things I bought before lockdown, and I was like, ooh, I'm going to wear it all spring first time around. It was also one of those, like, I was a good impulse purchase in that I had said, okay, I'm not shopping anymore. I have everything I need for spring, and then I was on the train back from visiting Gabriel's grandfather, and I saw this for sale on the corner store, which is an amazing Instagram vintage store, and I was like, oh, sorry, Gabriel, I gotta use the last of our money to buy this dress right now.
And I think worth it.
Yeah, worth it. It's black velvet with a lace panel that comes in, like, a triangle down the front, and it is a youth size 14. It would be a very tall 14-year-old wearing this, or I'm wearing it wrong. And I would say that the 14-year-old did have a smaller chest than me, so I have to practice my shallow breathing in the chest.
It doesn't look it, though. It looks like it fits you like a glove.
I think I, like, broke it in a little because I wore it to this Zoom tutorial the other day, and I was like, I'm either going to faint or I'm going to become more comfortable. And then just mentally I was like, become more comfortable.
But it's got a bit of corsetry, like, pattern, and I love that V on the waistline. It's very flattering.
Thank you. Yes, it's got a yoked waist, which is
a yoked waist,
the most flattering waistline, in my opinion.
I always hate the word yoke because I learned it as part of learning Latin verbs when I was at university, so it always makes me feel like a little bit nauseous, but in this context, gorgeous.
Thank you. And then I've just got on red tights and tons of jewelry because I felt like that was the best way to be festive. I must shout out Margot Studios, who sent me this adorable pearl bracelet that I'm wearing, and I had to take them off because they were jangling in our recording, but these wonderful Jewy Naya pearl earrings that Gabriel got me for my birthday, and they're a happy clown and a sad clown painted on a pearl, which I love.
I also never noticed that there were one silver and one gold hoop.
Yeah, I really like that. Yeah. Even though I don't like silver jewelry, I like that the sad clown is silver because that, like, suits.
I kind of knew you were going to say that. As we know, I'm a jewelry slut and I love mixing, so I love that too.
Yeah. And this is really obsessive, but, like, sometimes depending on my mood, I, like, change which ear they go in. If I'm feeling sad, the sad one goes in the right ear. But if I'm feeling happy, the happy one goes in the right ear.
Is that because you have a good and a bad side?
Yeah.
Anyway.
Please, tell me what you're wearing on both good sides.
So while you went for the red and black, I went for the green and black.
Yeah, oh my God, we didn't even plan that.
But I'm really glad because actually I had a sixth sense that you were going to wear red.
Yeah.
And I was going to wear my red Molly dress, and I thought, you know what, no, that's going to get so much attention over the festive period. So I wore this green dress with kind of silk polka dots that normally I wouldn't have gone for, but I bought it on eBay years ago, and I got it for like $7.99. I have no idea who made it. I have no idea where it's from. I love it. It's seen me through so many ups and downs. And I'm just wearing it with like a thermal black turtleneck underneath my thermal Wolford tights because it is so cold.
It's the first like properly cold day today.
Yeah. And then this, I'm wearing like a Wolford sort of Spanx-esque underskirt that is one of my favorite things ever.
Oh my God.
And that's because I feel like a Christmas pudding today. I didn't realize how hard getting dressed up is, particularly when you haven't done it for so long. You're not really going anywhere and none of your clothes fit in the same way. Like, none of my clothes just don't do up in the same way. Buttons are pulling. Anyway, that's a whole separate kettle of fish. But the green then goes with my touch of festive red, which are my Christopher Kane bubble earrings with the crystals hanging down.
Would you call them a bubble? I would call them like a sperm.
Oh, see, they're called the balloon earrings.
Oh, I thought it was a sperm because I thought it went with the sex dress.
They do go with the sex dress, okay. But like I think just e-com sites who are like, let's not call it spunk, called them the bubbles. But yeah, they're my sperm earrings too. I'm celebrating the birth of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Well, famously no sperm involved there.
So I'm pairing my sperm earrings with my new Prada shoes that I got on eBay for £59.
I will launch us into the reason that we're putting out this podcast, which is not just to celebrate the holiday season. We wanted to share with our wonderful, amazing listeners who are far too good for us that obviously we did not produce a season this fall. Fall has come and gone.
I mean, we did.
We did. We did produce
but we
a
didn't.
Season.
Yeah. We did, but it wasn't right.
We had, in London, which we're both like so lucky to be here together, somewhat face-to-face in London at times, lockdown restrictions were changing for the first 2 months that we attempted to record the podcast, and it just resulted in some weeks were on Zoom, some weeks were over the phone, it was not working. And on top of that, we have both been super busy with our professional and academic lives. Lara's been very fabulous and busy, and I have been doing my master's, so time got away from us. But we wanted to release a festive episode and then announce that we will be back better than ever in 2021.
Yeah, and in 2021, we're going to have a fully fledged schedule, so no more fanning around from us with a monthly newsletter to accompany our episodes. So please bear with.
Yes, and I will actually, you know what I'll do? In the show notes, I will drop a link so that you can sign up and get notified right when the first newsletter launches. We'll be doing monthly podcasts in 2021, a longer form monthly discussion about fashion, and an accompanying shoppable, lookable, beautiful newsletter that will land in your inbox alongside the podcast. Okay, so I thought to get us in the Christmas / Hanukkah / Kwanzaa / whatever you celebrate spirit, we should ask some holiday questions to ourselves.
I'm very nervous about this. This is always the kind of thing that I fuck up, but like I'm ready for it.
Also, I wrote these questions, sent them to you, and then proceeded to not think about them at all. And so I actually have not prepared a single answer. So
I really thought about it really carefully, and I'm still not sure what I'm going to say.
So I was like writing these on the train, and I was like, yeah, this is amazing. This is amazing. Closed my phone, never thought about it again.
Well, let's see what comes out.
Okay, so Lara, tell me, what is your go-to holiday outfit going to be this season?
Oh my god, I'm already freezing. Okay. My go-to holiday outfit, well, I have to say it's going to be my new newly commissioned jumper from Bichon.
Yes.
Sean. My newly commissioned jumper from Bichon. It's beautiful, it's perfectly cropped, it's got amazing big balloon sleeves, pink cuffs, hemline and neckline. Definitely going to be that with probably with my kilt and some Pepto-Bismol pink tights.
Yes.
To talk to the accents on the sweater, and my Prada headband, and I would say probably my Miu Miu buckle, Miu Miu's with the flat Miu Miu's with the buckle.
Cute.
That's gonna be my like holiday look. So kind of a Scottish marshmallow.
Oh, I was gonna say it's very preppy for you.
It is a bit preppy for me, but I think the holiday season's a bit preppy.
Yeah, it is. You kind of have to lean into it.
Yeah, it's a bit. That's true. That's a bit preppier than I would normally go, but. Bear in mind that my hair will probably be greasy.
Yeah, that always tempers.
It won't be neat.
As we've discussed before, we will never put any effort into the hair and makeup.
Ain't gonna happen.
It softens.
Put some glitter on my eyes today, didn't I? Where's it ended up? On my chin.
But there is a lot on your eyes.
There's a lot.
And under them.
And everywhere else. It's kind of like the Blue Man Group with glitter now. Anyway, that would be my answer. What would be your answer to go-to holiday outfit?
My go-to holiday outfit, I'm super excited about, actually. I do not usually engage in Black Friday shopping. I did engage in a little Black Friday treat this year, which is this beautiful Molly Goddard salmon pink top with a frilled collar and frilled peplum. And so
it's the Eden top, right?
It's the Eden top.
I'm so interested because it is much more salmon-y in person. Whereas yes. in all images I've seen it, I thought it was like a very light coral.
Yeah.
I love it though.
I did heavy research because I was really obsessing over like the shade of pink. Mm. And I maybe browsed like 20 different e-commerce sites before I bought it because I just needed to color yeah. check. And I actually like the salmon because I have a lot of bubblegum pink yes. in my wardrobe and I don't need any more.
No. I love that shade of salmon because I think it goes really well with pinks.
Yeah.
And you know how I feel about orange and pink. A big thing for me.
Yes.
Yeah, that's going to be a real look. So tell us what you're going to be pairing it with.
That with my black wool 80s trousers that mm-hmm. I'm loving right now. 80s EYTYS, yeah. not like the 1980s. I'm really loving, I need to talk to you about this mm-hmm. in general, I'm really loving dresses over pants right now, which I've never been a fan of before. But I will say 3 times this week I wore a dress over pants. And I think yeah. the peplum top over pants will give me the same effect. And then a lavender turtleneck underneath. Oof.
Love yeah, that.
Super excited.
That sounds divine. Orangey and purple, another thing that I love yes. been loving, that colour combination.
Me
that
too.
New lavender kind of kilt that I got. Ugh. Again, a $6.99 on eBay. This like the fabric is just beautiful. I'm gonna get you to feel it so you can distinguish for me what exactly it is.
Okay.
But I'm very proud gift. Of that.
I also find with the sheer, anything sheer, but particularly the Molly stuff mm. that has this like intense colours. Mm. I always try to wear it over black, and the black, like, dampens the color. And one time I wore this bright blue Molly Goddard dress that I have over a salmon slip, yeah. and I was like, oh, that's, it needs to be with something closer to my skin tone to, like, show off the color better.
Yeah, generally, I feel exactly the same. Like, when my yellow big Molly Goddard dress, like, it's, I think it's something about tulle, because it doesn't, like, with this it's chiffon, so it kind of works against the black, because it yeah. contrasts and it's still bright. But with tulle, because there's, I don't know, this is not, like, technical information, but because there's holes in it, like, you need something that is bright and vibrant against that. Like, with the yellow, big tulle Molly Goddard dress I wore a white slip under it, and it looked just, like, very pale and worn, but I wore a lime green slip under Ooh. It to Sophie's wedding, her social distance wedding in the summer, and that was perfection.
Gorgeous.
Yeah. Now I'm trying to find.
She's a designer and she knows everything about like different fabrics, and she helped really? Me so much with my wedding dress. She was like, you have to have velvet ribbon because it absorbs the light and you want the white absorbs. Like, she's very knowledgeable about all this, so
this
she'll
is
be
really
able to answer our questions.
Okay, well, at some point let's get her on. There are so many people we want to have on as guests, but Martina, she's on our list.
Yes.
Wait, but to come back to the original question, which was actually about trousers over dresses.
Oh yeah,
I am funny about trousers over dresses. Sometimes it's something I really really love, but with my particular body shape, I don't like to wear baggy dresses over baggy trousers. It just looks wrong for me. What I do really like is slip dresses over trousers.
Ooh.
Or those kind of like fitted, like I have like a few like t-shirt style fitted mesh dresses, and they sometimes look really good over baggy trousers. But it's that the dimensions, the kind of the balance of getting it right up top and down below that I find difficult.
Yeah, I agree. But I think I'm going to continue to experiment with that this holiday season. And particularly these black wool, well, they're wool and cashmere, which feels very glamorous. But they are extremely itchy, but extremely warm. And I have a really freakish thing in that I love itchy clothing. which I know is... Gabriel does too. We love itchy fabric.
Oh, it's actually my least favorite thing. It makes you feel like you've got ingrown hairs. I hate it.
I love it.
Like, I have these beautiful, like, dark mustard Celine trousers that I got from Vestiaire, and they're like the perfect high waist. They're amazing. Little too tight right now, but I can't wear them too much because they're so itchy.
Oh god, I love it. I feel like it's like protecting me for some reason when it's itchy.
I mean, you're so lucky because there are so many beautiful fabrics that are so itchy, but like...
It's like a known thing in my family too. Whenever someone has a thing that's like the weird, wrong texture for them, they're like, oh, Ruby will love it.
It's like, okay, we should move on to the next question.
Okay, yes.
Because we're talking a lot about fabrics.
Yes. No more fabric chat.
What's the second question?
What is the best Christmas gift you've ever received?
Oh my god. Also, it's really unfair that I'm being asked these questions first.
Yeah.
I'm going to ask you the next one first.
Okay, fine.
Okay, I have to give shout out to Patrick because he does give great presents.
He really does.
He's very, very thoughtful and good at gifts. So, but I don't know if there's one gift that he's given me that I would be like, that is the best, because it would be too offensive to all the other gifts that he's given me. But I think, okay, I've got it. That was just a think about. Okay. I don't remember receiving this gift because I was so young. And so I can't tell you how I felt about it at the time. But in hindsight, I feel like it was the best Christmas gift that I've ever received, because everything that kind of came from that Christmas gift was so wonderful and formative, not only to the way I dress, but to a lot of my character. So this Christmas gift was from my grandmother. And I must have been about five or six, and was a tiny, tiny pink tutu with the proper, like, paler than baby pink lycra fabric on the top, with a halter neck and a low back for a child. I mean, sexy. A little, like, tiny tulle tutu, white pink ballet tights, and tiny ballet shoes. And I have these pictures of me doing ballet for my grandmother in her flat in Notting Hill. And I think that's probably that set of
that
ballet clothes.
That is the cutest thing I've ever heard.
I've kept the shoes. I don't know where the tights went. God knows.
Yeah.
But I've kept the shoes and the dress, and they're in a box in storage, because that whole thing, like, started me doing dance. It definitely brought on a lot of my characteristics as a natural performer. It definitely, like, fed into a lot of that stuff. And yeah, I really want to give my daughter, when I have a daughter, or son, I'm not discriminating, that tutu. Although the crotch is definitely designed for persons without penises.
Yes.
So perhaps we'd have to do some gentle adjustments there. but you never know.
Yeah,
I think that is the best Christmas present I've ever received.
That is so freaking cute.
Yeah, I'm so glad I remembered that.
Yeah, that's precious.
Yeah. Okay, what about you?
Okay, I think
top
I,
that,
I do. I don't like qualifiers, but I do think I need to put a qualifier on this statement, in that my wonderful mom listens to this podcast, and I must note that there was a Christmas where we got a dog for Christmas, and it was like the most perfect thing ever, that my sister and I were kids, and we woke up on Christmas morning and there was a puppy under the tree, and it was just like insane.
That's like a movie.
Yeah, it was
so amazing. I
didn't
realize
that
kind of thing happened.
I know.
I grew up without pets, so I'm like, wait, what?
Well, my qualifier is that getting the dog, as wonderful as the dog he was, rest in peace, Gus. He passed.
Dogs
about this time last year.
You know how I feel about puppies.
Yeah, it was receiving the dog that made me realize that I am not a pet person. Mm. And having friends come over and be like, oh my God, we can't wait to play with your dog. And I was like, why?
Yeah.
Don't you guys want to set up this Playmobil Wild West scene and take, you know, time period accurate photographs of the Playmobil? Which also spoke a lot to my character.
Yes, yes. I think by showing you what you didn't want, your mum inadvertently showed you what your true passions in life are.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And so I must say that obviously that was like the best Christmas ever.
Yeah.
But I think the best present, again, shout out to my mom because she is an amazing gift giver.
Yeah.
This Christmas, I would say it was 2013, she got me, I don't know where she found it. She's an amazing bargain hunter. The Christopher Kane brain scan jumper. And
Oh my God.
And it had, like, you know, the full MRI of the brain on it.
Yeah.
And then with the sweatshirt, it was like a cross between a sweatshirt and a pullover sweater. She gave me all these, like, color-coordinated Japanese candies that matched the colors of the brain. And it was just, like, such a gorgeous gift. And I absolutely love when everything goes together color-wise, obviously.
So that just
really sent me over the edge.
Wow, your mum is amazing.
Yeah, she's
my
so
mum doesn't listen to this podcast, so I'd say I'm okay to say my mum is a terrible gift giver. Just the worst at giving gifts. We've spoken about this before, about how for some people their love language is giving gifts.
Yes.
And how for some people it's just not. My parents just not like
Well, this takes us into our next question, which I'm curious about, because
yes,
we are both, I would say that we are both gift givers as our love language.
Well, I think you're much better at giving gifts than
I don't
than
know
I am.
You're really good.
I am hit and miss, and it's because I find it very stressful when I need to give someone a gift to get them a gift. I'm really good at getting people gifts when they don't need it. Like, if I see someone, I'm like, that's perfect for that person. I'm good at that.
Yeah.
Like, whereas some people are really bad at doing that thing, they're like, that's so you, and it's not at all.
Yeah.
I'm kind of good in the opposite way, but like, if it's your birthday, I'm probably just going to give you something a bit not great. Yeah, but I have the potential.
A scenario yeah. recently where you had 15 minutes before someone's birthday dinner to buy them a gift.
When was this?
This was like September. We had had about 6 or 7 cocktails, and then you were off to your birthday party, and you were like, I have 15 minutes on the walk there
oh, yeah,
to
brilliant.
Buy her a gift.
Brilliant. That was not bad. I'm pretty sure I achieved that one.
Yeah.
But anyway, it's difficult. But I think the best present I've ever given, God, I'm sure I've done something really, really thoughtful and great that I can't think about. But I think the thing that comes to my mind, because it's something that is in our house, and we see it so often, are these gold Dali designed candlesticks that I got for Patrick a few years ago for Christmas.
They are so cool. They're the coolest thing ever.
I love them as well because they are very him and they're very me. So they're this kind of, they're that perfect Venn diagram when you're in a couple with someone where your tastes rarely intersect, and Patrick and my tastes rarely intersect. Like, he's just banned me from buying a pink carpet, which I'm fuming over, but whatever, we'll have that fight later. but these candles, like, they perfectly intersect that thing with both of us, and they also are kind of meaningful, even though I found them on some like antique seller on eBay. When we first started going out, we spend a lot of time. His parents have a little flat in Spain near Cadaqués, which is where Dali's from.
Ooh.
And so we went to Dali's house where he lived with his wife, and it's just this incredibly cool house. You guys have got to go.
Yeah, I really
It's really surreal.
That was how you pronounce that location until now.
Cadaqués.
So thank you for that.
Cadaqués. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I have been saying that wrong, but...
I mean, I think. Don't quote me.
Okay.
Guys, don't quote me. But yeah, so there was kind of this connection, because I'd never been there. Patrick had kind of like grown up going there. So there was that. So yeah, I think that was a really nice gift.
Yeah, and they're just like... I mean,
and they're cool.
Any guest that comes to your house is instantly obsessed with the candlesticks.
Yeah, so. And they're always like, oh my God, where can I get those? And it's really satisfying to be like, awesome. Okay, what about you?
Okay, this one I struggle with because, as I just said, I love giving gifts. Probably too much since it's of like an odd materialistic pursuit, but that's the way I am and I can't help it. I will say that Gabriel is an incredible gift giver also. I think I've met my match there. Yeah. And I like all the gifts that I've given because they're all special to me. But I think my best, most recent work was not a Christmas gift, but, oh God, it was 2 years ago now. My two cousins who are twins turned 13, and I made them these just like, obviously 13 is such a special age, you're a teenager. But I went really deep. I had months to prepare because they were making a huge deal out of their teenage birthday. And I prepared these boxes of like everything I would have wanted when I was 13. So I got them these amazing Stussy hoodies because I was like, you're going to want to be cool. So then I got them, you know, skincare stuff and little coffee mugs because I was like, you can start drinking coffee. And my favorite part was that I wrote them this really beautiful letter that I know... one of them still has hidden under her bed. The other one probably threw it away immediately. But just all the advice that I wish I had received when I was 13, but like genuine advice of like, here's when I had my first kiss. Here's when I guess we're allowed to say this on a podcast. Here's when I tried like drinking alcohol and smoking weed. And like, you can do everything in like your own time frame and you shouldn't feel pressured. Obviously, I had to clarify in this letter that I was like a massive loser, and I was like, you don't need to wait till you're 15 to have your first kiss. I'm certain that one of you I'm writing to has already had her first kiss.
But, did you write them the same letter?
Yeah, the same letter. And it was just, I mean, you know, I was very much the sentimental. I was like, I remember the day you were born, and I went in and held your little hands, and, you know, I like to do that for them, because my sister is very close in age to me, so she doesn't really tolerate that kind of stuff.
She doesn't need your advice.
No, I take her advice more now.
Yeah. And oh, that makes me jealous that I'm not a 13-year-old girl who can receive your advice. I feel like lots of our listeners may be others. 13-year-old girls who are gagging with your advice, so don't all write in and request them.
But you know, when you're that age, you just want someone to tell you, like, is this normal?
Yeah.
And the only
yeah.
person you can consult is your other teenage friends who are like,
who are like, no,
yeah.
nothing is. And you're like, no. Oh, that's so lovely.
Okay, you can ask the next question.
Okay, yeah.
Because
great, I get to ask one. Oh, okay, yes. What's in your holiday wardrobe and what are you going to be doing while you wear it?
Ooh, okay.
Thank God, this gives me some time to think about my
yeah.
wardrobe.
I wrote an article, I think 2 years ago now? Oh, no, a year ago, because it was after, it was right before our wedding, about how I love to pack my suitcase irresponsibly and just cram a bunch of random shit in there that I know is going to be either too cold for the location I'm going to, shoes that I know are completely impractical. I would say a large chunk of that article even got cut because my editor was like, this is just too nuts. Like, you can't write about the fact that you went into a public bathroom and crammed your shoes full of toilet paper because your feet were bleeding. She was like, people aren't going to respond well
to that.
People
want to know that.
I was like, I just want to tell
them
the truth.
This is why we don't have editors on the podcast.
But obviously, I treat Christmas no differently.
Naturally.
Every year, I have to now pack these knitted hot pants that I have because I wore them 2 or 3 Christmases ago and my grandparents just died laughing when I showed up wearing these shorts that have like kind of, it's not a matching sweater, but I have a sweater that coordinates. I thought it was a really cute outfit. And then
were you just wearing these?
I had tights on.
Okay. Yeah.
Because no,
otherwise,
it was
yeah.
It was snowing out.
I mean, I don't put it past you. I'm not going to lie. Sometimes I wonder how you feel temperatures, but I
I wonder that for myself too.
Yeah.
So now I always have to bring these knitted hot pants because my family just gets a kick out of them. But this year I'm going to upgrade because back in August I ordered these silver sort of pleather hot pants with ruffles, and
whoa.
It's taken them a long time to ship. They're from this cool new company called Char Workroom. I'll shout them out. But they have finally been produced, and I'm going to debut them this Christmas season. And other than the hot pants sweater look, which is just a seasonal classic, I usually spend all of my holidays cooking and baking, which I find an absolute treat. I'm an obsessive cook and baker. And so I need things that I feel like I need suggestions here. Last year for my kitchen outfits, I did a lot of like leggings with a fancy sweater and a blazer, and I didn't like that.
Yeah.
So I think this year I'm just going to, again, shove a bunch of random stuff in my life. It's going to be dresses over pants. It's going to be jeans with a tulle dress over, and
it's difficult with the cooking thing.
I know.
The thing is, this is what I would advise. What you want to do is have base layer outfits that then you can just put the dress over and you're ready.
Ooh, okay.
That's what I generally would advise. So I generally would go for like slip dresses. So like slip dresses over sweaters with just like chunky socks.
Cute.
And then you can put over like a bigger tulle dress or something like that. The other thing that I would say is something that I'm definitely going to be kind of investing in this season will be cute aprons.
I have an amazing apron. I showed you.
You
oh, yeah,
do.
Or
red
the,
polka dot.
Yeah, the 1930s apron.
Yeah, yours is very, very cute. But you don't want to get that.
No,
on
you
stuff.
Can't. It's like
you can't.
A
you can't.
Piece.
My sister is the family cook, and she's like excellent. So I plan that we are going to just kind of do that together. And I'm just thinking about apron ideas.
Oh yeah.
And I think that I am not done with trackies yet. And I think that being with my family is a really fun time to wear trackies, whereas like I don't generally love wearing them otherwise, but it's kind of it's like with my brothers as well, it's like a uniform, it's a unifier. So I'm feeling that we're all going to just be in like big hoodies, jumpy and trackies for a lot of that time.
I also love, I do think of it as a very, I know some listeners will recognize this, I do think of it as a very man repeller TM look.
Go on.
That I do still love like sweatpants with a really fancy sweater and tons of jewelry.
Yes.
I love that mix.
Yeah.
And I always think it's like,
it's the Leandra look.
Fun.
Yeah. I think that's very Leandra TM, definitely.
Yeah, and it works for the holidays when you really want an elastic waistband and to be warm.
Exactly. I always like that. I mean, I like to wear my sweatpants up by my waist and with a cropped cardigan. I mean, I'll be wearing my Marc Jacobs cropped cardigan. I'll be wearing that Molly got our jumper that we both had that you sold. Disgusting.
I know. I actually, this morning, I was like, there's nothing I want to wear except that sweater.
Honestly, I was wearing it all day today. All day today. Anyway, and I'm thinking that I'm going to be wearing those with a couple of different collars. Just like putting collars on and off when you want to feel a little bit more exciting. Hair bands. People are really into the sweatpants and loafers.
Oh, you know I love that.
Yeah, I feel were one of the first people who I saw doing this. I don't really have any loafers. I don't love, they're not very me, loafers.
Yeah, you're not a loafer person.
No, but I like, I either have like platform, I have like a couple of pairs of platform loafers, or I like Tarby boots and sweatpants.
Oh, yeah.
That's something I really like.
That's cute.
One of my favorite looks I've ever done was when I was more hungover than sin with Patrick in Cologne once. And I miraculously put together like a pair of his equipment trackies with my velvet Tarbies, and it was just so perfect that then I stole those trackies and they are now mine.
Oh, well, you know I'm obsessed with hangover outfits because I feel like hangover outfits are often some of my best work.
Particularly when I didn't have any other shoes.
Yeah. You are always limited by whatever location you woke up in.
I mean, also, it goes into this thing where like I genuinely feel that I look better in those moments than I did the night before in the dress or whatever it was that I was actually wearing.
Yeah. Sometimes the first like 5 hours of a hangover give you a really nice glow.
The alcohol glow.
Before the eyes just, like, recede into the head.
Yeah, exactly. Sometimes those look so. Okay, what is our last question?
Oh, yeah. Oh, this is, I think, my favorite question. Would you put in my stocking if money were no object this holiday season?
Oh, I know.
Which it very much is.
Unfortunately, money is, and you're never going to get this in your entire life, but I know exactly what I would get you. And I've actually known this for a very, very long time, but even before your weekend endeavors or whatever, I would commission Genevieve Figgis to paint two tiny miniatures of you and I.
I'm speechless.
And you would get to keep the paintings, but it would be our podcast artwork.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's
I perfect. Almost think she would like to do it.
Yeah, I think she would be honored.
I think she should. But like that would be, if that would be your money, no object gift.
Oh my God. I don't even think she takes commissions, but obviously she would be honored to.
But if only. I mean, I think she'd like what we wear. So I think she'd be like, yeah, down for it. Like all these pastel colors. Like
obviously we would fit into that world.
We do. Yeah. Our dripping faces.
Yeah.
We are monstrous sort of pastel creations. So like, I think she'd love it.
Oh my God. I want that more than anything.
I know. I'm really sorry. I'm almost sorry to tell you because like one day, yeah.
My friend Julia and I always play this game, Julia, friend of the pod, yeah. Who we will meet on here soon because she's a vintage jewelry expert these days and she will come on and do a little segment. But we always play this game of like, what painter would you have paint your portrait?
Oh, yeah.
And I think she's just obviously my number one right now.
Definitely.
Yeah.
I think she is it.
Yeah. Well, then I want Fragonard to paint me, obviously.
Nice try.
I kind of want to see what John Singer Sargent would do, just, you know.
What are you going to do to me?
Yeah. And then there are a lot of, like, weird, you know.
Okay, you guys have really put in the
And then there are a lot of Russian ones that I want also.
That's what I would want.
But yeah, Genevieve is number
Genevieve
one.
Genevieve to do, yeah.
Oh, okay, well, I thought I was going to have the best sentiment.
No, sorry about it.
Yeah, that's you won.
Yeah.
If money were no object, I would send you and Patrick on a vacation this Christmas because you two are the hardest working people we know. And you've worked so fucking hard this year. I would just send you guys somewhere warm and sunny with a wristband for unlimited pina coladas.
Honestly, that's what we need.
It's what you need.
We like desperately, desperately need that. Yeah, I mean, as far as the hardest, but Patrick's definitely way harder working than me. But yeah, it's been a year.
Yeah.
It's been a real year of it. But hopefully we can go on that vacation, all of us.
Yes, fine. I'll
that would
myself
be the dream.
Too.
Yeah.
And I'll throw in the long blue Simone Reschi earrings for now.
Oh, dream.
Because you need those in your stocking.
I do. They are in my they're on my stocking list. That would be the dream. Oh, God, I want both those gifts.
I know.
I love you. This has been so much fun. One of the best things to come out of 2020.
Yeah, truly.
Silver hasn't had many silver linings. But I would say Ruby and I Get Dressed has been a real silver lining for me.
It has, and I can't believe that we're still in the same year that we are when we started this.
I mean, Lord, let it end.
I feel like a radically different person, which I don't usually feel.
Yes, I feel the same. That's interesting. Yeah, I feel like every year when you get to the close of the year, you're like, meh. You know, no, I feel very, very different.
Yeah.
My priorities feel very, very different.
Same.
Everything that I think about, you know, what I like, what I have, what I don't, is just completely different.
Yeah.
And it's been interesting to kind of analyze that through the prism of dress.
Yes.
With you. Hopefully that will, to 2021 and more pearls and bows and bells and whistles.
And a vaccine.
And a
what
vaccine.
Are we wearing to get our vaccine?
Oh, sis. Easy roll-up sleeves.
I had a really weird one. Last time I got a flu shot, I took off my shirt that I was wearing, and the doctor was like, I love your bra. And I was like,
thanks, I guess, but
let's just do the shot.
I give blood quite often, and so, like, I have specific tops that I'm like, yeah, okay, this is my giving blood tops.
I mean, as we've established, I never am really clear on what I need to be wearing in a certain situation.
No, I mean,
so the fact that I had to fully remove my outfit in order to get a flu shot was probably a sign that it was the wrong outfit.
This sounds so us on this podcast, but I have this specific Raf Simmons, like, one sleeve shirt.
Oh my god, that's perfect.
That I actually every time. I'll send you a picture. It looks really good with my kilt. So it's kind of like my giving blood look.
That's genius.
Yeah. Except the last time I wore it in the summer, and I walked to the appointment, which was like, I don't know, 40-minute walk, whatever. And then the side that had the sleeve was just drenched. Just like drenched in sweat. But the other side, perky fresh and ready to donate.
Oh. Which also leads us to a great point that many blood donation centers are very short on blood this holiday season. So please, if you are able, consider giving blood or donating money as part of your holiday.
Yep. I have a booking, so if anyone catches me around Tottenham, that's
you can go see what Lara will be wearing at our blood donation.
It'll be Raf Simmons.
We will miss you guys over this very brief break. We promise we will be back.
Yeah, fingers crossed.
In the first month of 2021. Lara, I hope you have an amazing holiday break.
Brew, you've made me so envious of the gifts that we're not going to receive this Christmas. I hope you manage to have a blessed Christmas despite that.
Oh, I will. And you will too.
Many blessings, my friend.
And may everyone else who is listening and still with us out there, despite our many flaws, have a wonderful holiday season as well.
We love you all. Bye!
We really do.